Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Summer's in full bloom, which means millions of Americans are spending hours outdoors, enjoying the sunny weather, or working at jobs that require time away from the shade. Although people are told repeatedly about the dangers of too much exposure to the sun's harmful rays, the message doesn't always stick. There's a reason why skin cancer remains the most common cancer in the U.S., and 1 in 5 Americans likely to develop the disease. No matter how many warnings people hear, they don't seem to respect the risk. Applying sunscreen could not be much easier, with products available in lotion and spray form, in various strengths and designed for children or adults. But even that seems to be too much work for some, which may be why a new product has emerged, pills and capsules that claim to be able to protect you from sun damage. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently called nonsense on these claims, saying they are misleading and putting people at risk. The FDA has warned 4 companies that are marketing dietary supplements the agency says are giving consumers a false sense of security by claiming the pills can prevent sunburn, reduce early skin aging, and protect you from skin cancer. The FDA ordered them to clean up their websites and product labeling and warned consumers to be watchful for unproven claims. The agency also reiterated its commitment to ensuring that the active ingredients in sunscreen reflect the most advanced science, noting a new focus on how sunscreen may be absorbed through the skin. But no matter what questions there are about sunscreens, the FDA wants you to know that no pill or capsule can replace it as a protection for your skin. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.